Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today's episode of Unreasonable Down is brought to you by Omeo. Omeo is a travel booking platform that makes planning a journey in Europe and North America effortless. Just enter your travel details and Omeo will magically give you all the train, bus, flight, and ferry options for your journey. It's never been simpler to book your first real vacation for 2021. Best of all, using Omeo saves you time and money. That's a win-win in my book. Omeo wants to help you leave your house this summer by offering 5% off your next booking. Just head to omeo.com, O-M-I-O.com, and use the code OMIO5 at checkout, O-M-I-O, the number 5. Valid until July 31st for new users on all modes of transport. It's just the pick-me-up 2021 needs. Omeo, plan, book, and love the journey. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not going to raise my voice.
Yes!
I'm really good at basketball for a puppet.
What just happened?
I drink your milkshake.
What's up with those shorts? It's either super good or super bad.
Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball, starts now.
From the Dyer Prime Studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Down. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. Offseason episode 10 with John Holton. John Holton. Excuse me. Before we get to John's interview, so much happening. And I'm just going to go over everything really quick. First of all, the Mackey era is over. Spencer Mackey in the transfer portal, WVU during the Mackey era was 10-0 in games that Spencer Mackey played. They were undefeated because the games were out of hand and that allowed Spencer to play. True. But also, he never lost. So he's undefeated as a college player. So it was great. Spencer Mackey time meant the game was over. That was absolutely a thing. Spencer Mackey was carried off the court one time, I believe. And he'll land on his feet somewhere and get to play more than what he played at WVU. So we wish Spencer Mackey nothing but the best in his future endeavors. Jay Moore is out. Transfer portal. He was undefeated as well at WVU, 3-0 in his one season as a walk-on. You know, this roster's got like 20 guys, so it's not shocking to lose a couple of walk-ons when you have all of your scholarship guys plus fifth-year guys or whatever you want to call Taz Sherman, Gabe Osaboyan. So, Jay Moore will land on his feet as well, and we wish Jay Moore the best in his future endeavors. Javon Carter, the lone WVU alumni in the NBA, in his third season in the NBA, is going to the NBA Finals. When he got traded away from Memphis to one of the worst teams in the league, being in the NBA Finals 2 years later, I got to say, it was not on my radar, but they went undefeated in the bubble at the end of last season, had a great year this year, maybe some injury luck involved. While Javon Carter has not contributed and not been in the rotation in the playoffs, he did help this team during the regular season. And a WVU alum could get an NBA championship. Javon Carter could come back to Morgantown with a ring when he visits. And you can't take that away from him. He gets a ring. So that's very exciting news for Javon. And then as I'm recording today, July 1, this name, image, and likeness stuff, the floodgates have opened, and it's absolutely fantastic. I'm super excited for all of the college athletes that are going to be able to cash in, and people are already announcing deals. My man Jalen Bridges has already announced a couple of things. We've never met. In my mind, Jalen Bridges is my man, and he he's come out of the gate hot. I'm expecting other basketball players to follow suit. None of you guys listen to this podcast, but I'm not sure what I could offer you. Limited funds. I've got some t-shirts and some stickers, and I have like a golf towel. So, I may contact you. Feel free to contact me. But for everybody, it's the wild, wild west. I think it's a good thing. I'm excited to see it. And it's all happening on the internet. So we'll be watching that more and more. This is only the beginning. But enough about the updates. One of my top five favorite WVU basketball players in my lifetime. And John Holton is on Best Virginia. This TBT tournament, we're like a little more than 2 weeks out from the first game at the Civic Center. So I talked to John Holton. Let's listen to that now.
Dyer Prime is the lead sponsor of Unreasonable Doubt. Summer's almost here, and you know what that means. Embroidery. I don't know if embroidery has anything to do with summer, but Dyer Prime knows about embroidery, and they can help you with your embroidery needs. Embroider a hat. Embroider a polo. Embroider a t-shirt. Think of something that needs embroidered. Dyer Prime can do that for you. Start your summer off with embroidery with Dyer Prime, 304-767-4445, or find them on Facebook or Instagram at Dyer Prime.
All right, John Holton, it is an honor for you to join me on Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. Welcome, John.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
My first question, you were at the front of the press in Press Virginia, and I remember, I don't know if you did this every game, but I remember I even like taped it on my phone, you screaming, like counting to 10, and it got really fast when you were counting at the end. I thought it was the best thing ever. Is that something that you freestyled in the moment, or is that something that you did in practice? Where did that originate from? And as a pro, do you still break that out every once in a while, or is that too much as a pro?
It's actually like I say, like everything starts in like practice. So, we use the press phrase. We like press the whole practice, press in the game. And like some teams, like our like opponents we like play against, they had a real hard time like taking the ball out. So it was like, obviously, we got a bunch of five counts. So
right.
During the moment, you just helped like referee out. And I just started doing it like backwards too, like counting like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then like right. Start 1, 2, 3, 4, So it like confuses the hell out of them. They throw the ball in, turn it over. And it just became a thing. Like as of now, like I talk a lot, like when I'm playing like overseas, just off like, the like language, like bury you and stuff like that. So,
right.
You know, like, I just, like, even when I played in some, like, Spanish countries to, like, when I went and played in, like, Lebanon my first year, you know, I kind of, like, learned, like, little ins and outs of the, like, language. So, even, like, and, like, when I was playing in Dominican Republic, you know, referees, like, they're a little, like, nonchalant. So, you got one, two, like, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just
so you're still bringing it out? That's great. Yeah, in different languages? Man. That's awesome. I love it.
Nah, it's, it definitely stuck with me, man.
Fantastic. And it, speaking of stuck with you, what do you have a favorite memory in your 2 years at Morgantown, at WVU?
One of my favorite memories is we was playing Kansas, and it was snowing, like, really bad. And once it was time to, like, leave for the, like, game, like, you know, we all thought that we was just going to drive down to the, like, gym. But the, like, snowstorm kind of, like, blocked off the, like, streets and stuff. So we had to walk all the way down to the gym.
Right.
We ended up winning the, like, game. And, you know, it was just like one of those days where it's like nothing is possible until, like, you know, we actually just attacked it. And we had, like, made it to the gym safe. We won the game and so on and so on. So
at the end of that game, were you holding a child above your head like the Lion King?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was a good one.
That was awesome. Oh my gosh. So you talked about it. You played a lot of different countries. What's it like being a professional basketball player? Like, what is it like that basketball is your job?
I mean, just to start off with, you know, like, you work so hard just to, like, compete for, like, money after you play collegiate sports and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, you'd be excited just to travel to, like, a new country or just get out the country, like, period. But, you know, it's a whole grind. And, you know, like, just me coming to West Virginia, like, getting up, like, working out, like, working hard every day, it became, like natural, like, habitat, you know, because I don't play with other guys where, you know, like, they're more, like, lazy and, like, laid back than me. I'm just ready to fire off the ball, you know. So it's like, it's different. But then again, like, it's basketball at the end of the day. So, you know, you like, put everything into, like, one, and you just accomplish what your, like, goals are. But one thing I can say is different. It's different. From playing over here to playing over there is different.
It's different.
Especially,
yeah.
Like, in, like, different, like, country. Like, I had the opportunity to play in Europe. I played in the, like, BTB League. And, you know, just the whole style of basketball was different. From me just being, like, an athlete, like, you know, just playing off high motor, high energy. I actually had to slow down a little bit. I had to, like, you know, like, it was more, like, half court, which, like, it was all good because – I was more, like, mobile, and I can switch on, like, guards and stuff like that. But,
right.
You know, like, that's the thing. Yeah. It's a lot, like, different, but it's definitely, like, it's, like, you like, definitely learn different styles of, like, basketball play. So. Right.
That's, you know, great. You're still learning as a pro, and you're getting paid to do it. Yeah.
Nah, most definitely. That's one of the biggest success I've had so far.
Okay, so you're going different places. You just got done, I guess, at Dominican Republic.
Yes.
What is the country you played in with the best food?
The country I played in with the best food is Argentina.
Oh, yeah? What's the go-to meal in Argentina?
I mean, like, we always had asados. So it's, ooh, like, asados, uh-huh, is like barbecues and, like, you know, like, they don't use any, like, seasoning for their, like, food. It's great. Like, they put, like, lemon, salt, and that's it. And then put it on the grill. And, like, everything is just so fresh. Everything's just fresh. And then they introduced me to this. It's like a chorizo sausage, but they call, ooh, it, like, ten pan, like, and it's real good. It's like a sausage and, like, bread for, like, an appetizer. But I end up just eating, like, a whole box of them. So it's like a, like, it can't be an appetizer. Like, nah, it's too good. But
as much as you're eating, yeah, it becomes the whole thing. Yeah.
Nah,
and you're in Miami, and Miami's a good food place. So what's the best Miami food?
Best Miami food to me is, I can't believe I'm doing it, because me personally, my go-to is Spanish restaurants, but I love Jamaican restaurants.
Oh yeah.
I love Jamaican restaurants like oxtails, rice, like just like different like curry goat, like just different things, you know.
Oh, it's that's all good, awesome. Though. And that's they don't skip on portions of Jamaican restaurants either.
No, it's like you like called it right out. Like they don't skip. They make you lettuce, your rice, everything.
Like 8 pounds of rice, and then like they're putting all the stuff on it. Yes, absolutely. And I when I watch your Instagram stories, John, like, there's a lot of food there. That's why I'm asking you food questions. Are you a good cook? Who are you doing the cooking on those videos?
You want the like craziest stat of my pandemic is I actually learned how to cook during a pandemic.
Really?
Yeah. So it was like me just being home, me being around a lot, just watching like, yo, like, why are you doing that? Or, like, why it tastes like that? Or like, just like, why are you cooking it so long? And just all the details and breakdowns. And it's like, now I love the kitchen. Now. Like, you got to actually tell me like, no, I got it today. Like, cause I have a girlfriend and
yeah.
She's just like me. Like she likes to eat. So it's like, what do you want to eat today? And she try to just start it from scratch. So it tastes
like. Wow. So what coming out of the pandemic, what's the meal that you've perfected or like this is what I go to when it's my turn?
Barbecue ribs and and like just different sides, like potatoes, like corn, just like different things, but like that's my go-to because I have a nice grill. But if I was in the kitchen, I would say like some I'm not that advanced yet, but I would like, I don't know, I guess I go with my tacos.
Bring out a mean taco. That's awesome.
I'm a taco guy.
And you go ribs on the grill.
Yeah, ribs in a good fire.
You break out the aluminum foil or just straight, like what's the secret? You know, to not make them dry out.
You know you got aluminum foil them up. You got aluminum foil them up so they come off the bone. You know that.
That's what I'm asking. That's an insider secret. People don't do that. They get too dry.
I can't. And then my thing is, too, is I'm a sauce guy. But I rather eat my, like, I don't really like that much sauce because I like to taste, like, the quality of, you know? So, like, that's what
I like. Argentina, yeah, you don't have to overdo the meat.
Sauce, and I'd be like, yo, don't sauce it up like that. Like, actually taste the, like, you feel like, taste the barbecue.
Right. Sauce on the side. Like, that's right.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Even when I go to restaurants, I like tell them, I'd be like, oh, you can put the sauce on the side just so I can taste like the quality and just compare like, yeah, I ain't ordered ribs.
And if it's not good, then you start dunking it in the sauce, try to save it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's the thing. You know, like you hide the texture in the sauce. Like, yeah.
Right. It makes it happen. So you're in Morgantown. You just practiced today with the Best Virginia team preparing for the TBT. John, what's it like getting back? Because most of the roster is guys you played with in your 2 years. What's it like getting everybody back together?
To like answer your question, it's actually exciting because a lot of these guys, like me personally, I played against John Flowers probably twice. I played in the Mexico League with him. I played in Argentina with him. And like, you know, just like following a couple of guys, like careers, like overseas, even like Javon, like with the like Phoenix Suns, like it just be exciting when you can link back up with those guys and bring it to one and actually like, you know, like win for a cause of your school that we fought so hard for, you know? So it's basically me personally, I'm actually happy, excited just to be around because I guess it's been 3-4 years since I actually played with these guys, actually hung out with these guys. So, and actually stay attuned with the guys, probably just hit them up off social media, text them randomly. But just being here a full month and just get to compete and just be in the presence, you know, it feels good for real, because, you know, you don't really get these opportunities. If it wasn't for TBT, like these opportunities wouldn't come around like often, you know. So
right, no, it's I'm a great excuse like, to get together.
Definitely like took me to. Yeah, like one thing I learned too is like as you get older, as like you know, like as basketball players too, like you know, like when I went to college with some of these guys, they wasn't so funny, but now all of a sudden, like they're hilarious, you know. So it's like, you know, like they don't like it's just like they you know they got all like it's just like you know.
Can you so, give me a name, John?
That was a joke, by the way.
No, come on, man. Okay. Huh? Can you give me a name of somebody that wasn't fun in college and now you're with them today? Like, oh my gosh, this guy.
No, nah, we're not going to eavesdrop on anyone, but they know who it is.
They know who it is. All right, that's all that matters. All right, this has been great, John. My last question I'm asking everybody on my podcast that comes on. John, what's your favorite Beatles song? Do you have a favorite Beatles song?
It's on the tip of my tongue. And now I just want to just Google it, but I can't do that. That's cheating.
All right. I'm going to let everybody know when you tell me, or you don't ever have to tell me. Well, I'm just going to guess that it's Twist and Shout. That's my guess for John Holden. All right.
That is.
Is that what it is?
It is.
No.
It is.
Twist that can't and be shout. True, dude. All right.
It is.
All right. Twist and Shout.
I watched the Beatles movie. I watched their movies and the little like documentary they had on them, and that's how I learned the song.
There you go. Fantastic. All right, John Holden, best of luck with West Virginia, best of luck with the rest of your professional career, and thanks again. This has been an honor. Thank you for joining me on Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball.
Thank you guys for having me, man. Much love, you guys.
Unreasonable Doubt is on the social media. On Instagram, at UnreasonableDoubtWV. On Twitter, at I'm Josh Witt. On Facebook, go to that search bar thing and type in Unreasonable Doubt. Do it! Interact with the show. Big thanks again to Jonathan Holden for joining me on the podcast. You can find Jonathan Holden on Instagram at SIRHOLTON, at Sir Holden. Best Virginia, it's going down. Charleston Civic Center. Google Best Virginia TBT. Google TBT. Get the tickets. I'm going to be in Charleston. John Holden's going to be in Charleston. The rest of the Best Virginia team's going to be in Charleston. Let's get there. Let's support this team. Let's see if they can win $1 million. That would be super exciting. Super exciting for me to have John Holden on the podcast. One of my all-time favorites. It's great that he's yelling. he's counting out of bounds still in different languages. It's amazing. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, CastBox. Subscribe to the podcast. Hit the button. If it says subscribe, hit that. If it says follow, hit that. That'll get the podcast to automatically download onto the device of your choice. That helps me. That helps the podcast. Shout out to France. Somehow still on the France podcast charts. The numbers don't add up. So I don't know what the French algorithm is, but merci beaucoup. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. This has been Unreasonable Doubt. WVU for the 2020-2021 season. They were 19-10.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.